All right, so our listener Blake, his ex left him for someone else. She said never to see him again. Got engaged. Within a month, they broke up with that guy. Invited Blake to Applebee's, and
then he went.
He's like, it felt like a date.
Yep. What should
What's
I do? What's
up with that?
Well, an update.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Ben and Kelly, thanks for checking in.
Yeah.
In fact, I do have an update.
Thank you.
That escalated way faster than y'all probably expected.
Okay.
So I heard the segment you did on the air, and basically every single person was like, don't do it and stay away and all that.
That's right.
But I could have sworn y'all said that the internet was just interneting and told me to just go for it.
Wait, what? Hang on.
We didn't say that.
Hang on. Let me pull a clip from the show, okay? One moment. This was from the original time we talked to Blake.
Blake, it doesn't look like it's great.
Yeah, all of us are kind of saying if you decide to go back down this road again, I think you're going to set yourself up for another heartbreak.
And then, but we had a listener.
The other guy said, hey, if we're going to be together, you got to remove all contact with the other guy.
It almost sounds as if you're giving him hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe we dip our toe in and see what the situation was.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh, that might have been what he heard.
But listen, I wouldn't call that no hesitation, no fear, just full send. That's not what that is.
All right, continue on with Blake's update.
That was honestly all I needed to hear. Kelly even said she wants us to work out and loves love. I feel as though...
I think he's putting words in your mouth.
He's putting words in my mouth that didn't necessarily come out of my mouth.
I think Blake wanted to hear what he wanted to hear.
So against the better judgment of the crazy people on Facebook, I took your advice. Wait a second.
What was our advice?
Back the truck up, Blake. Back it up.
What was our advice? Our advice said no.
I think my only advice might have been interpreted as dip your toe in cautiously.
All right. Well, let's see if he dipped his toe in.
Because what
sounds
she
like
said,
this
like,
is where
oh,
we're
maybe,
heading.
Maybe like he, the, she was in a controlling situation. That's why she realized that Blake was better and came running back to him. Maybe.
Continue on
but
with Blake's update.
But that's not full send, no hesitation, no fear.
It sounds like Blake is dipping his toe back
in. We went out again, and then again, and again, and somehow it never felt weird or forced like we were tiptoeing around in the past. It honestly felt like we hit pause months ago and just pressed play. Same laughs, same connection, same comfort, like muscle memory, but for feelings.
Don't do it, Blake.
What brings me to the part, I still can't believe I'm typing.
Oh,
Ben, do you still have that Michael Graves toaster in the trunk of your?
You mean the same Michael Graves toaster that I tell everyone who's getting married that I have as a wedding registry?
The one that he is referencing because I popped the question.
Hang on.
She said yes, and we're engaged.
What happened? I think. Do we need to just end this segment for good? I don't feel like he heard one thing we said.
Nobody's walking down the aisle, and I need to be at the wedding. I need an invite. We need an invite.
All right, he has more.
Oh, I know. I know. This is the part where people yell at their radios.
Yes, Blake. Are you listening now?
But I swear, without you two and all the listeners backing me up, I never would have taken the risk to jump back.
No one!
No one! No one! No one!
You didn't listen at all!
That was not what we said!
That wasn't what we said, Blake!
That's not it! He said, you gave me the confidence to trust my gut instead of letting fear drive the car. Okay.
Wow.
All right. So thank you for turning my cautionary tale into a plot twist.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm fully aware this is the wildest possible update. Okay, at least we can acknowledge that,
does
Blake.
Does he... He deserves the toaster.
Yes. this. We might have to actually fully unload
the toaster.
The Michael Graves toaster.
I'm
going to need to see this happen. I'm going to need to see it.
Okay, so do we congratulate him?
Yes, we should. Do. Yes, we do. And also pat ourselves on the back, apparently, because
he
we
heard
gave
what
him
he wanted to hear.
The full send, no fear, no hesitation. Go for it. That's what he heard. That's what he heard. That's what he did. And here we are. Here we are. I'm going to go shopping today for a dress for the wedding. I don't even know when it is.
Alexis just texted in said, did Blake just gaslight us into thinking we supported this decision?
1,000% yes, he did. 1,000%.
He was like, I heard what I wanted to hear. You guys said yes, so
I
did.
He's gaslighting all the way to the altar. How in the world?
How did we get there?
I don't know.
All right, well. Blake,
this is great.
This is great. You know what? I'm happy for you. Maybe second time around, it worked. Hey, it worked for you, Kelly. You're married now, what, 19 years, going on 20?
Sarah's texting. It's all your fault, Kelly. What? We get what? Why? How?
It's all your fault.
How did we figure that?
Because, wait.
Because I said maybe we dip our toe in?
Yes, hang on.
Sorry, maybe we dip our toe in. Listen, that is not translated to no fear, no hesitation, full send. That is not what I meant.
All right.
The dipping your toe is not cannonball in the deep end.
Well, he said he tiptoed, and he dipped his toe, and they did it again and again and again.
Probably
and then
some other things, too. Okay, I gotta go. Right, I'm out.
All right. Well, hey, thank you, Blake, for the update. We appreciate that. Good luck.
And we're going to need a wedding invite so we can deliver that Michael Graves toaster in person and get a picture.
I feel like that's necessary.
It is necessary.
I don't know if you've got any, maybe you have a success story that you can share.
Alexa says Blake definitely speeds through yellow lights.
502-795-1997. We'll take some of your thoughts and stories coming up.
This is great.
So are we going to have to just end group therapy after this? It's 99.7 DJX. We just heard the update from our listener, Blake, who before had said, hey, should I go back out with an ex who told me she never wanted to see me again, got engaged a month after we broke up and then got back into my DMs.
Yeah, and was all like, let's go to Applebee's. And then he's like, okay, cool. And then it felt like a date. And he's like, what do I do?
Yeah, and so clearly we did say doesn't look like it's going to work out the second time.
Use the term boomerang. She's boomeranging back to you from this other guy. I don't think it's going to work out. Everybody in the Facebook comments was like, nope, run. Don't let her dump you twice, all the things. That is not what Blake heard.
Blake heard the one thing that you said where...
Why are you... Everyone's
okay.
Blaming
okay,
me.
Okay, so right. Maybe we dip our toe in.
I said that's dip. What,
I know.
Our toe dipped. In to investigate what happened with her other ex-fiance.
Amy from Eminence says, end the segment. Blake, dear Lord, what have you done? Angela says, wow, congratulations on not listening, Blake. Holy smokes. How did he get to this point? He lives a life of denial.
Yeah, Sarah and Tony the Welder saying, it's all my fault. It's my fault. Squarely blaming me.
D said, didn't know it was opposite day. Who knew?
Yeah.
But yeah, I want updates on the, quote, wedding.
Yeah, Kara says it was more of a belly flop into the deep end. We're not dipping our toe in. We're doing a belly flop.
This is true. This is true. Trina, who rolls in on text and says, well, we've got our first dummy of the year. Not even the first full week of January. Isn't that what she did with the other guy, too?
Correct.
Yes.
Yes. Hence the boomerang.
Yeah, Angie, that's a good point. She texts in and says, you're going to have to start having group therapy callers sign a disclosure that you guys aren't held responsible for any horrible outcomes. He didn't dip his toe in. He went skinny dipping.
Yeah. It's just like... And again, his terminology, I have a problem with. He said, you said, just go for it. No hesitation, no fear, just full send. I did not. No.
No, none of us said that. None of us said that.
Not full send.
None of us said that. None of us said that.
That was not. But either way, Blake sounds happy. He sounds happy. They're engaged.
Abby on Facebook goes, Blake. it's Wednesday. We're tired.
We're tired.
Why are you doing this to us? All right. Well, hey, you know what? Again, maybe he does deserve the Michael Gray's toaster.
Absolutely. I think he does. I absolutely want to be invited to the wedding. Don't you? We need to go
okay,
to the wedding.
Okay, so here's
to go to the wedding. I'm going to buy a dress.
Listen, we're going to move on from this. Trust me. But one last thought. Do we accept another update from Blake?
Yes, we do. We're all more invested than we were before.
Or do we just say, you know what, Blake, happy wife, happy life.
I'm jumping on board the crazy train. Toot, toot, let's go. Let's go.
I don't know if we accept any more of Blake.
I'm super happy for Blake. He sounds like he's glowing. He's glowing in his engagement. If they're gonna last forever and forever, maybe she figured it out. Maybe she realized it was wrong of me to say, I never want to see you again.
Yes.
Now I love you forever.
Yes. Okay.
It's good. It's good.
All right, great.
Yay, Blake.
Great. We can move on. Thanks,
We're
Blake. Thank you for the update. We appreciate you. Good
Let
luck.
Let us know where it is.
Yep. Give us the address. I'll send the toaster.
I'm going. I'm taking it in person.
All right.
I'm going.